Actually, let's go back and take a look at our campaigns and see if our animated campaign has generated. Sure enough, it has. Let's see what this looks like. Wow, I am actually super impressed, you guys. It's animated our little character in our image here, and it's done a really good job of it. If you're not watching along on video, we have our little AI marketing navigator from one of the old, I think the original thumbnail for the podcast, and we have our little navigator slash space explorer here, and it did a very, very good job making him just like look up over his shoulder, looks like he's talking. So the campaign feature, definitely really cool, and animate them, those campaigns to give them a little extra flair. I think this animation worked really well in this case, and I kind of wish that I had some different copy here, and I might have to work with this one a little bit because it looks really nice. Okay, let's jump back to our photo shoot, see what's going on there.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today talking about another tool that is making another career obsolete in the AI space. This tool is from Google Labs. It is called Pomelly, and we're specifically talking about their new feature called Photoshoot. So first, a little bit of an introduction on Google Labs itself. You can think of Google Labs as basically a public incubator for all of the most ambitious and experimental AI projects that Google is working on. Basically the stuff that they're not quite ready to push out and make official yet, so they want to call it an experiment in labs. It's a platform where users can get a first look at these tools and most importantly offer feedback, criticism to the Google development teams. Basically the idea is to just solidify these projects or products and make them impactful for users before rolling them out into official tools. And the Google Labs initiative is built on three primary pillars. The ones that we're gonna be talking about today are the experiments. That's the kind of the core thing that makes up the Google Labs, all of these different products. That's what Pomelly is, one of these Google Labs experiments. We'll talk about that. But we also have learning lab sessions, which are experimental collaborations. And then you have a community as well, forming a pillar of Google Labs, a community of AI enthusiasts who help guide the development process, basically. So you can think of it as experiments, lab sessions, and the community around Google Labs. And this actually started way back in 2002. It was when everything went crazy on the AI front recently that it really kind of relaunched into public knowledge, especially AI public knowledge, and it's become a leader in the AI tool space for sure. Okay, moving on now to the reason for our episode, and that is Pomelly. Pomelly is basically an AI-powered marketing assistant. Think of it like a social media marketing assistant almost. It helps you generate campaign ideas, very, very adherent to your brand, which is very important. And you can think of it as an assistant to small to medium-sized businesses or even solo entrepreneurs. It's one of the most, I think, significant projects to emerge from Google Labs. It's very useful. Its original purpose was to create, again, scaled on-brand social media campaigns. It was originally launched in 2025, so it's pretty new as far as Google Labs go. It involves three steps. The first is building a business DNA. This is basically your brand. It essentially builds your brand identity, and we're going to walk through each of these steps with you at the end of the episode here. And then after that, it takes your brand and it generates tailored campaign ideas, and it creates these high-quality branded marketing assets that you can use across your campaigns, and you can do some really cool stuff with. Which we'll talk about. It's really meant to be kind of a starting point, a jumping off point, a brainstorm partner for marketing efforts, especially brand aligned marketing efforts. Okay, now that's Pomelly, that's Google Labs. Now that brings us to Photoshoot, which is the most recent and arguably the most disruptive addition to Pomelly. And this was launched back on the 19th of February, so just a few days ago. And it's a tool that's powered by Google's Nano Banana, the image generation model. And in my opinion, and in most people's opinion, the leading image generation model. And what you can do is you take a single basic product photo and at the click of a button, you can transform it into a variety of professional studio quality marketing images, again, with just a few clicks. It's allowing you to do what basically a professional photo shoot would do in a matter of seconds without any of the insane investment or expertise. Simply upload a product image or provide a product URL, choose from a selection of templates like studio or lifestyle or in use, or there's some for in-home or consumables or specifically style and fashion or beauty, for instance. So select your template and again, click a button. You generate a range of on-brand visuals ready for use in social media or in ads or even on e-commerce platforms for businesses if you're an e-commerce business. So the implications of photoshoot are pretty profound if you think about it, especially if you work in the industry, whether that's e-commerce and you have a bunch of products that you're constantly trying to update photos for, or if you work for an agency that does professional product photography, you know that the cost can range from hundreds to thousands of dollars per product and per photo shoot. And this is a huge financial barrier for many solo entrepreneurs out there, many small to medium-sized businesses as well. So photoshoot has just entirely reduced that barrier. And this is just more democratization of high-quality creative capabilities and intelligence. We've been talking about that since the beginning of this show. And we see, again, a leveling of a playing field when it comes to product photography here with Pomeli. And there are other tools that do similar things to Pomeli. We've talked about them on the show. But if you are a smaller shop or if you run an e-commerce store and you're looking for updated product images and you want them in bulk and price has been a blocker for you, that is no longer the case. Now, of course, we are already hearing from the photography community that this is a direct threat to their livelihood. And of course, it is. AI is pretty much a direct threat to most anybody in the knowledge works and now in a lot of the creative industries livelihood, more so still in the knowledge industry for sure, but more and more so the creative industry as well. According to some reports from the UK Association of Photographers, 58% of its members have already lost work to generative AI. Now, the counter arguments, as there always are that with all this AI generated content and with the AI slop out there, if it can in fact be differentiated, there will be that much greater appreciation for the authentic human creative photography and creative in general. This is where there needs to be, though, some pretty robust and clear requirements for AI-generated images or art. If they need to be watermarked or stamped or whatever it might be, this is where that becomes imperative. And I don't know if or how that gets enforced, but that's a pretty key aspect here. Okay, before we wrap up and hop into Pomeli and see what it's all about and do a little photo shoot demo, let's just quickly run through all the other Google Labs, the other projects that they have, starting with Project Genie, which is really incredible, probably worthy of an episode of its own. But this is their new world builder or world generator. You type in a prompt, you give it an image, and it generates a 3D explorable world for you. And I think you can explore it for like a certain time limit or some sort of distance range or something like that. It's really incredible. They have Flow, which is a filmmaking tool. They call it a filmmaking tool because it uses the VL3 model. But the idea is it allows you to create clips and scenes that are highly consistent. So multiple scenes, multiple clips with a high degree of consistency, which is really the challenge with these AI video generators. Of course, you have Notebook LM. We've talked about that multiple times on the show. The viral learning assistant that allows you to take text, URLs, videos, whatever it might be, PDFs, and import it into your tool. And essentially will teach you in a variety of different channels or methods all about that topic, subject, or content. You have Stitch, which is an AI-powered design tool. It can turn simple prompts or images into integrated UI designs and front-end code. I think we touched on that one shortly or briefly in an episode about Google Labs, but it might be time to go back and check out Stitch as well. Of course, it's competing against the Replits and the Lovables and all that of the world, and now Claude Code, so Stitch has a long way to go. But of course, Gemini has Anti-Gravity, which is, well, Anti-Gravity is their IDE, I should say. But Gemini has its coding capabilities as well. And they have a command line tool just like Claude Code that you can use in the terminal. Not to go off on a technical tangent here. But anyway, lastly, you have Whisk, an image generation tool that uses images as prompts. So you basically provide an image and you can guide that creation process by providing visual references for the subject. For the subject to scene or the style of the image. Now, of course, we have Photoshoot and Pomeli, the newest, latest Google Labs tool, and Google Labs continues to offer a glimpse into the potential future of simplified AI creativity. Very simplified, very user-friendly AI creativity. Okay, with that, let's go ahead and hop over into Pomeli Photoshoot. Here we are looking at the Pomeli dashboard. So again, when you first get this set up, you're going to generate your business DNA, and it's going to walk you through getting some campaign ideas and then generate some creatives for you. So let's just go through this together. You can see exactly how it looks when you set up your Pomeli account or your setup here. Let's start by giving it our website, thedigitalpop.com. And it's going to analyze that for us. And it's going to take about 10 minutes according to the helper here. Okay, and it has our business DNA. It did a pretty good job. It grabbed all the correct colors. It grabbed a few images from the website and from our podcast and things like that. No font or anything like that. It doesn't have a logo for us. So let's go ahead and add those things really quickly. Stand by while I get those added because I'm just a perfectionist. And I want to see exactly what it will look like with our results if we get the correct logo and things in here. Standby. Okay, that looks pretty good. We have our Poppins font in here now. We have our little icon that we're going to use for our logo. Let's go ahead and proceed. And it's generating some campaigns for us. And we are going to try the new photo shoot feature, obviously, in a second. But we have our campaigns here. Let's take a look at those. Your 24/7 virtual marketing department. These look pretty good, except it is pulling in some podcast imagery into our campaigns here. So we would have had to provide some different images, I think, to get these to work right. But you can see that, you know, all in all, if the images were correct, the formats look nice and they look like they might be usable and you can animate them automatically here. Let's animate this one, see what that looks like. We'll give that a few minutes to generate here. But this is the idea. You can very quickly and very easily, with your brand in mind, generate some campaign ideas and use them. And depending on how this animate feature turns out, I think that would be a pretty cool little perk. But let's go into Photoshoot. We'll come back to that generation here. But as you can see, it walks you right through it here. You can create a product photo shoot, or you can generate or edit an image. You have two options right out of the gate. I already have an image that we are going to use. We created a funny little zero pack, the future of backpacks, when we were doing some product marketing and product marketing AI demonstrations a while back on this show with our zero pack, the zero gravity backpack. So we're going to use that and do a product photo shoot with it. Let's just go ahead and select an image, one like so. And we have some templates that it's going to allow us to select from. And then we can select our aspect ratio as well, whether we want it in story, square, or for a feed. Let's just do story format for now. A flat lay or a model try-on in use. Easter, if you're not watching along on video, these are the photo shoot templates we have. A flat lay looks like it's just the product itself on like a white background. But you can have a model try it on. You can have a model using it. They have an Easter template with Easter coming up here. As well. So let's jump into our photo shoot templates, and it's automatically selected the four that it showed us there at the beginning, the model try-on, in use, flat lay, and Easter. And then with Easter, you can change the holiday here, which is pretty cool as well. So we'll leave it as Easter right now. Our purple backpack, if you saw our image, it's very bright purple. I don't think it's going to look too good with an Easter theme, but we'll see what they do here for Easter with our campaigns. But you have a lot of different templates here. The different categories include beauty or general or consumables for like beverages or home for home goods. So a few different options, and each of those has multiple different kind of shots in it for your product. But let's go ahead and proceed with the four that we have selected and create our photo shoot. And this is going to take about 2 to 3 minutes, it says. So we'll jump ahead for your sake here as well. Actually, let's go back and take a look at our campaigns and see if our animated campaign has generated. Sure enough, it has. Let's see what this looks like. Wow, I am actually super impressed, you guys. It's animated our little character in our image here, and it's done a really good job of it. If you're not watching along on video, we have our little AI marketing navigator from one of the old, I think the original thumbnail for the podcast, and we have our little navigator / space explorer here, and it did a very, very good job making him just like look up over his shoulder. Looks like he's talking. So the campaign feature, definitely really cool, and animate them, those campaigns, to give them a little extra flair. I think this animation worked really well in this case, and I kind of wish that I had some different copy here, and I might have to work with this one a little bit because it looks really nice. Okay, let's jump back to our photo shoot, see what's going on there, and here we go. We have our photo shoot. It gave us the four different themes we were looking for, and it did a pretty interesting one for Easter here, I have to say. The flat lay, it's on like some very futuristic background, which is cool. And then it shows a model wearing our zero-G or zero-grav backpack. And I have to say, doesn't look quite as stylish as I had imagined with the with all the stuff sticking up off him. But I'll let you guys decide. And hey, if it's zero gravity, it might just be worth it for somebody to look as silly as it does in this image. And then with your generations, you can create a campaign or you can add them to your business DNA. So if you generate something that you really like or if you think is a really good fit to your brand or your business DNA, you can just add them automatically right here, or you can download them. Looks like you can edit them as well. Let's just hop in and see what editing them is like. Describe the edit you would like to make. So I'm assuming this is using Nano Banana Pro to do the edit. So let's say we wanted to change the backpack to like a pastel Easter edition or something like that. And it's going to take a couple minutes to do that. But I am impressed by the results. And here we have our pastel Easter edition backpack. It did a really good job, actually. I'm impressed. We have a little bunny icon. We have a little Easter chick attachment to our backpack here. So that would very quickly and very easily fit into our our Easter themed photo shoot. So this tool is simple, but I think it's incredibly useful for not only, of course, the photo shoot feature, creating multiple photo shoots or shots of your product, but just for campaigns and building out ideas and very quickly and easily iterating on your brand. Just a ton of value in the Pomelly tool. So definitely check out Pomelly by Google Labs. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day, so you get notified each time that we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.